Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 219. We started discussion on the healing phase symptoms of the biological special program of bones and joints. There are many more common medical conditions that are yet to be learned. Whenever there is healing of bones and joints, there will be the presence of bacteria. Conventional medicine does not recognize that they appear during the healing phase, and their duty is to assist the reconstruction of bones. The special organism is Staphylococcus bacteria. They call it a Staphylococcus infection. If sufficient bacteria are absent, the healing of bones and joints will not happen in the optimum levels. An attack conflict on the corium skin, like a hit or a fall, may produce tubercular secretions in the healing phase, and this is erroneously called as bone tuberculosis by the conventional medicine. Suppose one bone fracture caused self-devaluation conflict in a person, which is very common in the case of athletes. There may develop further osteolysis of bones. This condition is known as Sudex atrophy. Similar condition can occur after orthopedic surgeries, where the person feels unable to further physical work or sports. Decalcification is the result of this self-devaluation conflict, and the bones may remain unhealed. Dr. Hammer distinguishes the development of osteosarcoma whenever some exploratory puncture or biopsy is taken and the callus finds its way through the open periosteum into the surrounding tissue, causing large osteosarcoma. Wherever there is healing of the bone tissue, its covering periosteum gets expanded, and this stretching of the periosteum causes very severe pain because the periosteum is rich with highly sensitive nerves. This pain is known as bone pains. This bone pain has to be differentiated from the rheumatic pains which are occurring during the conflict active phase of the periosteal program. The biological conflict of periosteum is a very severe separation conflict. Stretching of the periosteum during the healing phase of bones and joints is commonly called as rheumatoid arthritis. So, it is not the healing phase of a separation conflict but the self-devaluation conflict. The water retention increases swelling and pain of the affected parts. The healing of bone tissue with stretching of its periosteum and the conflict active phase of a severe separation conflict can occur together also. Then the condition is known as bone syndrome. With the lifting of the periosteum, the bone loses its support and covering, and therefore there is greater chance of bone fractures. These bone fractures can occur easily in severe cases of osteolysis following severe self-devaluation conflicts. The subsequent bone pains prevent the person from undergoing further bone fractures by forcing the individual to take rest. Resting in bed is advised because in cases of severe osteolysis, there is greater chance of bone fractures. This is common in case of spine, femur, etc. The healing phase of bones may take several months to complete. It may be prolonged further with fresh conflict lapses. Therefore, it is helpful for the person to understand that the pain is an important part of healing, because if he does not understand this GNM truth, he may undergo further self-devaluations due to the bone pains. He has to get convinced that the bone pains are temporary discomforts, otherwise the pain itself can cause fresh self-devaluations. As a part of preventing the affected part from moving, the unaffected part of the body may be subjected to greater movements and may result in the generation of musculoskeletal pains without another biological conflict. But this pain can cause further self-devaluations. A herniated or a slipped or a protruded vertebral disc is a common medical condition. This occurs when the swelling tears the outer ring of the intervertebral disc and the gel-like central portion bulges into the vertebral canal. The pressure on the spinal nerves can cause acute pain, commonly known as lumbago, when the seat of affection is in the lower back. With a syndrome, there will be increased fluid and increase of pains. This can result in the development of further muscle spasms due to the conflict of not being able to move. The stretching of periosteum as a result of the healing of a vertebra will appear like protrusion in an X-ray. This is the commonly known condition of disc prolapse or disc protrusion. Friends, many common medical conditions are explained differently according to the knowledge of GNM, but everywhere the five biological laws of nature are applicable. Continue learning GNM. My best wishes. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.